Welcome to the Lubar Executive Education Podcast. In this episode, we'll be talking about how you can lead a rewarding lifelong existence, both as the owner or leader of a business and a human being. With me today is Craig Cook. Craig is an author and business consultant who incorporates his skills, knowledge, and expertise in executive leadership, brand management, brand development, marketing communications, martial arts, and energetic practices to provide a truly unique perspective and method in working with professionals across a wide variety of industries. Welcome, Craig. It's great to have you here with me today.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me here. And I'm just excited to be here and share and have a great discussion with you.
First question I have for you is, how can running an organization take a major toll on someone's health?
Well, it really takes everything you have. You have to give it your all. And when you do that, you're contending with a lot. There's obviously the stress from all the various situations and encounters that you have. And as many people know these days, stress is one of the biggest contributors to disease and all kinds of health maladies. And then there's even like just your mental state of mind, emotional state of mind. There's those aspects. But also with running a business, there's a lot of administrative duties that have to take place, which means there's a lot of sitting, and we're not meant to be sedentary beings. And sitting day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year is absolutely horrible for you. So all these things compound and create a big challenge to maintain your health. And that was a big lesson for me in running my company, because I was in great shape when I started my company. And 10 years later, I was in horrible shape. And I had to reverse that and get things back to normal.
If you wouldn't mind, would you talk a little bit about kind of your leadership journey and how you got started helping people lead more rewarding lives?
Sure. I actually started in as a young age growing up in an entrepreneurial family, small businesses. And my mother had a restaurant, small restaurant, like 14 tables. And I started working, washing dishes at 10 years old, and then busboy at 13, a waiter at 16. And I learned a lot in that environment. You know, learning how to be efficient, organized, communicate, handle pressure, sales. As a waiter, you had to, you know, make sales and the nightly specials and so forth. So it was really a great learning environment. And from there, studied business in college, and then starting a company at the age of 25. New industry, as the internet was new way back in the 20th century, 1996. And there's a lot of trial and error, just, you know, didn't know what I didn't know, made plenty of mistakes. And there's a lot of leadership aspects that were learned as I went. And I did, when I was in college, I did get involved in leadership positions and like campus life. So that helped. And then, of course, studying business. But it's one thing to study and it's one thing to experience. And through the 26 years of running a company and working with teams and developing people at a professional and personal level, because I feel they're both deeply connected, that has been very rewarding for me. And now in this new chapter, to fully address your question, now I'm working with people in different ways. One, it could be straight up the consulting work that I do that's very related to the marketing world. And there's that type of work. But then as far as personal development, leadership development, that's where like the energetic practices that I do come into play, and we could get deeper into that. But I've been studying Chinese energy medicine or medical Qigong for the past 9 years. And I have a number of clients that come to see me, and there's aspects of personal development as well in there. So there's a whole lot. So I'll stop rambling and let you dive deeper.
All right. Sounds good. So yeah, at a high level, with us talking about being more focused on health and such, if you're an entrepreneur or leading a business and starting to experience some health challenges as a result of just being maybe too focused on your company or on work in general, what should you be doing?
Well, the biggest thing, if I want to really just keep it simple, is prioritize self-care. So how do you do that? You have to make time for that. When I say make it a priority, because as running a company, you have all kinds of different things coming at you. You know, you have your employees, you have vendors, you got your clients, you have, you know, family, friends, all these different people that are hitting you up all throughout the day. And it's a matter of prioritizing, you know, your task management and your executing. but it's so easy to get into doing things for everybody else and nothing for yourself. So you really have to make it a priority. You know, number one, I have to be of service to self so I can be of service to others. That's a saying I have in my book. And one other point I'll add on the self-care. When I say make it a priority, some people say, yeah, right, whatever. I'm just too busy. I got way too many things coming at me. There's no way. I just can't. And I don't have time. That's like the typical excuse. I just don't have time. Well, there's an old Eastern saying. I think Lao Tzu stated it. Saying that you don't have time is the same as saying I don't want to. So if you kind of think about that, you have to shift your mindset. And okay, I've been there. I understand how there's no time in the day. Wake up earlier. Wake up 20 minutes earlier to meditate for 20 minutes. Wake up an hour earlier to get some exercises in. Wake up an hour and a half earlier if you're going to, you know, need to go to the gym or something, and then get ready afterwards. And when you do that, the wonderful thing about that is the world isn't really awake yet. Your family isn't awake. Your employees aren't at work. Your clients, they're not up. So no one's bothering you. So you get to take care of yourself. That's how you can really be effective in making self-care a priority.
Great advice and great place to start for everybody. And yeah, my next question, you already alluded to it a little bit. You wrote a book called Business Kung Fu. I'd love to have you talk a little bit about that and maybe share some lessons or concepts that our listeners can benefit from.
Sure, absolutely. Business Kung Fu, at its core, it's a mindset book. And as entrepreneurs, we really have to have the right mindset for entrepreneurial success. It's the hardest thing that you can do, in my opinion. I mean, it's the hardest thing I never did in my life. And the mental game, the emotional game, the physical toll, you know, that we've talked about, it's really challenging. And your mindset has to be right. So at its core, it's a mindset book geared towards entrepreneurs to help them overcome challenges that they'll face. And there's a variety of topics that are contained that's based on my experience as an entrepreneur. One example is I talk about five elements of entrepreneurship. And this model is based on classic Chinese five element theory. Five element theory in the Chinese culture permeates all aspects of their culture, from martial arts to medical systems to spiritual systems to music to food. It's all about these different elements that have various constitutions within us and within everything. And five elements in classic Chinese five element theory is fire, earth, water, metal, and wood. And they all have these various attributes about them, et cetera. So borrowing upon that, I identified five elements of entrepreneurship, and they are passion, and passion leads to discipline. Discipline leads to expertise. Expertise leads to confidence, and confidence leads to faith. And in the five element theory, there's a generative cycle or a creative cycle and a destructive cycle. So, you know, kind of imagine a round circle and it spins one way and then it spins the other way. So on that more generative or creative cycle, in the what I just stated, passion leads to discipline, et cetera, that's when you're growing your potential, your capacity for these elements and filling that capacity as you go through that cycle, developing them. But if you don't have the right state of mind, you can end up going backwards and everything starts to diminish. And then there's interrelationships between each of the elements that can have positive and negative impacts as well. And that's a matter of balance. There could be excess conditions of a certain element or deficient conditions of a certain element. So it's all about maintaining balance. And with an entrepreneur's life is always sucker punching us and kicking us in the gut and doing all kinds of things that, yeah, throwing curveballs at us unexpectedly and knocking us out of balance. So when you get out of balance, and it's totally normal, you know, all of us do, all of us get out of balance because life happens, right? How quickly can you get back to balance and maintain that balance? Because then you're going to get knocked off balance again. You just got to get back on balance and then you're going to get knocked off again. So it's developing and maintaining balance.
Would you say what those elements are and what balances for them is different for everybody?
Yeah, that's a great question. So everyone is unique and different. And, you know, what's worked for me has worked for me. And doesn't mean that it's an end-all be-all for everyone. Everyone has their own path and what appeals to them, what resonates in, you know, their entire being. This is based on my personal experience, and those elements I described is based on my personal journey, and then also observation of others as well throughout my journey. And those are the elements that I identified. Could there be other elements? Sure. Absolutely. If someone wanted to kind of, well, yeah, I get it. But you know what? For me, I really think X. You know, I'm going to substitute. Yeah, go for it. You know, that works for you. You know, that's fine. For me, this is what I found to be true for me. And I feel it's a great model. And there's been a lot of receptivity and positive feedback on it.
Sure. Yeah, I could see that. And it makes sense to me for sure. One thing I'd like to take a little further. How do you define success, or maybe said a better way? How does somebody know that they're being successful?
Yeah, that's a great question, because success can mean all kinds of things to all kinds of people, right? Yeah, and it's funny, when I first started my company, yeah, it was all about, you know, getting rich, you know, really fast. You know, I was 25, so I didn't know what I didn't know, right? Like I said, little did I know what the struggle I was about to embark on. And I started the company with very limited resources, $1,300 and a computer. I had two other partners that we each threw in $1,300 and went at it. So, but that my mind and success, oh yeah, all the material aspects and, you know, getting rich and blah, blah, blah. As you grow and mature, there's so many life lessons that you experience and understand, and you gain that wisdom from those experiences and understanding that success can mean a variety. It doesn't, variety of things. It doesn't need to be monetary success is great, and it's something, if you're blessed with that, to be appreciative of and to manage it well. But there's also other aspects in life, you know, being successful with your health. What good is all the money if you're too sick to enjoy it, right? If you can't even get out of the house, you're laid up in bed, you got all kinds of issues or whatever the case may be, what was the point, right? Also relationships, you know, at end of the day, I found that relationships is what truly matters. You know, it's the relationships with, whether it's your family members, friends, both, at the end of the day, you strip everything away. That's what's important. So, you know, you can make a five element model too out of that, just the various elements in your life, and making sure that you're not paying too much attention to one that's going to make another suffer. Actually, it's a good idea. Actually, I kind of like that. You just kind of made me think about something else. And actually that five element model, I was thinking of even rephrasing it as five elements of entrepreneurial success, or even like five elements of success, because even a lot of people have said it's a great roadmap in general for life, because it applies to, you know, outside of just business. But yeah, I think there's success is really what's going to, when you are walking a path in joy and contentment, because you are fulfilled in whatever you're seeking out.
Makes total sense. So another thing I'd like to ask about and dig a little more into is what you call energetic practices. Where did you learn about energetic practices, and how did you start combining that with traditional business practices and traditional business skills and making a consulting business out of that?
Sure. So energetic practices is a very general term. So if we talk about energy, for thousands of years, cultures from all around the world have worked with energy. And there's different ways cultures have organized and created systems and labels for working with energy. And if we kind of, when people think about that, it might sound kind of like woo-woo, you know, kind of weird. But let's take a step back and go to the science side. If you listen to people like Einstein or Tesla, two of the most famous scientists of our time, you know, they've stated in their own way, essentially, everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. I like to state it a little further, saying that everything is information expressed as energy vibrating at various frequencies. And the work that I do is particularly from the Chinese culture. It's called Qigong, and which literally means energy skill. Qi is energy, and then gong is skill, so energy skill. And I first came across Qigong when I was studying Chinese Kung Fu when I was younger, from 17 to 25. I studied it very intensely. And I learned the martial Qigong, and there's some health and wellness aspects to that. There's three primary branches of Qigong. There's martial, medical, and spiritual. Back then, it was the martial and some health and wellness affiliated with that. Let's fast forward to around 2014, running my company. And I think it was about probably the third year of us being on the Inc. 5000 list, fastest growing private companies. So very busy, lots going on. And I found myself, you know, when we're talking about health, from a mental, emotional standpoint, just really feeling out of balance, just off-centered, just not good, just way too stressed, way too triggered all the time, just not in a good place. And I went to see this one gentleman, a friend referred me to him that I was working on a side project with. And I noticed, like, oh, he does Qigong. Wow, that's interesting. I've never met anyone that does the medical Qigong. I wonder if he's the real deal. So I went, had a great experience. His name's Russ Anderson, great guy. And I'd go see him once a month for 6 months. And from there, after that 6 month time period, I just felt much more centered, much more balanced. And I was like, wow, this is great. This is amazing. And then he asked at that time, hey, you want to learn how to do this? And I was like, yeah. I was like, perfect timing when he asked me. So in January of 2015, I started studying under him. I was actually his first student, studying under him for about 6 years. And then, he ended up moving to Texas. I'm in California. And then after, in 2019, I sold my company, stayed on in my role as CEO for 3 years. And then when I left in 2022, there's a program run, a doctorate program in Chinese energy medicine that had already started. But now that I had the time available, I was able to get into the program just in time. So I'm going to be finished with the program later this year in August. It's a doctorate program for Chinese energy medicine, another way of stating medical Qigong, run by Dr. Jerry Allen Johnson, 50 years into the space, and just wrote all kinds of books on the subject. Just fantastic guy, fantastic teacher. So yeah, I've really been deeply involved because it was such a game changer for me in running my company. And it's something that I want to share with others. So I have a lot of professional people that come to see me for the energy work, actually. And with that, there's the energy work itself, which helps. Then there's exercises that I give them. They're normally referred to as Qigong prescriptions. So just like you would go to the doctor and get a pill for whatever going on, there's actually exercises that integrate your mind, body, and breath to have certain outcomes. And a lot of the ones that I prescribe, they have the three functions of purging, tonifying, and regulating the energetic anatomy that we have. And it just helps you get much more centered and balanced. So that's how I work with people one-on-one. On my website, there's a great testimonial from a CEO of a tech company that I work with on a regular basis. And there's still a lot that I'm defining because I'm still early on starting this new chapter in life. But workshops will be in the plan. I've already done some experimentation and validation with like mastermind groups, leading them through Qigong routines in early morning before the day starts. So there's an aspect of kind of blending all the business work that needs to be done, the business strategy, but then bringing in the health aspect of your entire being so that you can be at optimal performance over time. If that makes sense.
Sure. And I just love the meshing of traditional things and healing and energy practices. As a follow-up, how fast do you see results typically? And I'm sure it varies, but you know, how quickly do people start finding that they can get themselves back into balance quicker than they have, mm-hmm. or to, you know, start seeing some true results?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, like for me, it was really a 6 month time frame personally. And then as I continued, it got even better and better and better.
Sure.
And everyone has different situations, different levels of intensity of, let's just say, being out of balance. And some people, it's pretty quick. They're pretty good. They just kind of got a little knocked off or tweaked. They just need it like a tune-up. You know, just like you're driving your car, and after a while, you need to take it in for servicing, get a tune-up, and you're good to go. So some people, it's very quick. They just kind of come in, they need a tune-up, and they're good. Other people, you know, they have stuff going on. And like a very common thing that I see with professional people is anxiety. It's very interesting, anxiety. Anxiety could stem from a number of things. It could be fear. Fearful of maybe making payroll, you know, because things are so tough. Fearful of where is the next project coming from, you know, things like that. There could also be like just excessive nervousness. And as that builds over time, ends up leading to anxiety. And the anxiety, it affects the heart center. You know, that's where that particular emotion resides. So there's the exercises that can address that. And someone with anxiety, you know, it's different. A lot of times it can be like, give it a shot for like 6 weeks. You know, come in for 6 weeks, once a week, and then do these exercises and see how you feel. And for a lot of people, they'll see results. Some people, they have very much more severe cases. Let's say stick with anxiety, where they're in full-on panic attack modes, that they experience panic attacks. And that could be longer. I have one gentleman that he came in about a little over a year ago, and that's what it was, his state. And he would come in once a week for a while, and then once a week turned into once every couple weeks, and then that turned into once a month, and then that turned into once every couple months or so. And that's where he's at now, and he's just complete turnaround. But you know, he comes in for his tune-up at times, but for him, it probably took a good solid 6 to 9 months where I really saw a huge shift and a complete turnaround.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing those examples. Before we wrap up this episode, what final advice or thoughts would you like to share with our audience?
Yeah. So, you know, business is a great ride. It's very challenging. You just have to be, you know, ready to go into it if you're considering it. People that are already in business, you know, I empathize with the struggle. You keep going. You got to just keep at it, keep working towards what you want to do. And with those five elements, you know, faith is really huge. And that element of faith is, I advocate in having some sort of faith in a higher power. It just helps. And there's a whole number of reasons why. But at the very least, have faith in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. And it's that faith element that'll help you overcome the most difficult challenges that you will face. So you make sure that, you know, as you develop those elements that I mentioned, like don't lose faith. You know, keep faith, and it'll get you through.
Wonderful. Well, Craig, thank you so much for making time in your schedule to talk with us today and share your thoughts and your expertise, and also some avenues that people can use when they might find themselves out of balance, especially as they're leading organizations or starting their own organization. Mm-hmm. If people are interested in learning more from you, where can we point them to?
Sure. So my website is csquaredpro.io. That's the letter C, squared, spelled out, pro.io. So csquaredpro.io. There's a form out there. You can fill it out, and I'll get it. I monitor it. So that's a good way. Also on LinkedIn, Craig Cook, just LinkedIn/in/Craig Cook. I'm across social media too, Instagram, Twitter, Craig Cook. But LinkedIn and my website are the two best ways, because that's what I monitor the most closely. Also for my book, it's available on Amazon. It's available in paperback and hardcover and Kindle format. Hopefully in other channels later, but you know, it's just been out for a few months here. So it's a whole new world for me. So I'm kind of taking my time with it. But yeah, that's where people can get that. And you can also learn about the five elements in detail and in the first chapter that you can download for free on my website as well.
All right. Well, sounds perfect. And I'll add information about all these resources into the show notes for everybody for easy access. In closing, I'd like to take a moment to thank our listeners. We wish you the best of luck as you move forward on your leadership journey. Please check back regularly for additional episodes.